So with the news of Grimes coming, I have to play a Grimes remix. This is her track called Crystal Ball, and it's the Young Galaxy remix. Grimes interview straight after this.
Thanks to Kokako, Greyland's local coffee roaster.
Opposite my trailer is Big Boy's trailer, and I'm really obsessed with Big Boy, so it's really exciting, and he's on stage right now, and I can hear it.
Have you seen him? Are you going to go say hi?
No, because I feel like I would just be a really big, fan, annoying fan. But I've seen him. I was sitting on the stairs of my trailer watching him enter and exit his trailer, but I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be annoying.
He might even know you or something.
I doubt it.
How is it for you at the moment when you see, other musicians? Because you must perform alongside not only Big Boy, but lots of other really cool musicians that you know of. Do you go up and talk to them, or are you quite shy?
I'm pretty shy. I'm pretty, artists that I really like, I get pretty nervous around. So, I don't know. I usually prefer to not come off as annoying, I think, rather than talk to them and just be like, oh man, can I have your autograph or something like that, but it's pretty cool. I'm such a Big Boy fan. This is so crazy, Outkast, my first record that I ever bought was Outkast, so this is this is probably the coolest musician that I've ever been around, in the vicinity of.
Taking your time.
what's your live performance like?
It's very, I mean, it's really dance oriented. You know, when I record, it's really just, it is quite sort of like an intellectual or emotional thing. But when I play live, I don't know, the thing that I really care about, at least when I go see live music, you know, traditionally has always been that it's really visceral. And, you know, I grew up going to punk shows and ska shows, and it was always just about dancing, and it was always really exciting, you know, as a teenager, like, go to a show, like, be in a mosh pit, get, like, beat up, just, like, have a crazy time. And so, you know, when I do a show, I'm not the most virtuosic musician, you know, I'm not going to be, like, doing guitar solos, so it's definitely just about kind of a spectacle or something. I usually have dancers these days, and we're about to get a smoke machine and a bubble machine. So I'll have, like, a pink smoke machine and bubbles going. And yeah, I just want to, like, slam beats really loud. Just make it as loud and aggressive as possible. It's kind of what I like to do. The more I dance, the more the crowd gets crazy. The more the crowd gets crazy, the more I dance. It's a sort of feedback situation. So, when, you know, sometimes daytime shows aren't the best for me and stuff like that, but...
So when you play, how many on stage? I mean, you said you've got dancers, but how many on stage creating the music?
It totally depends. I do most of it myself because I just want to be able to play by myself in case I need to. Mm. And also, you know, most of my friends, most people that who are good enough musicians or respectable enough musicians that I would want to bring them along and let them have a creative input, because anyone I bring along is going to have a creative input. It's not, you know... I can never have a session musician, you know, it needs to be someone who's just going to come and do something over what I'm doing, because I do the basic stuff. Like, that changes up a lot, because I can't get my friends to commit for more than a tour, generally. But, like, on the last tour, there were me and three other people making music. On this tour, it's just me and my friend Blood Diamonds. He's doing, like, beat stuff. But then there's going to be three dancers on stage, but it just changes every tour. When I come to New Zealand and stuff, it'll probably be me and two dancers, I guess, I think. That seems to be flying is a bit tricky because, you know, it's expensive to
bring. The costs, yeah. With you on stage by yourself, it must be really cool because you can control it, but it must be also freaking scary too because you're relying so much on pre-programmed stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. I prefer having other people on stage just for the emotional support, although I do prefer to play by myself just because I like to have the control. Like, when there's other musicians, it can get out of control sometimes, especially if people are... you know, getting really into it, and then, like, it's also always a bit hard, because performing live with vocals is a very specific thing, and it requires a certain amount of space in the song, so, like, sometimes if I have friends with me, and they start, like, you know, going crazy and jamming out, I find it very difficult to sing, so for that reason, in theory, I like to be on stage by myself. Something crazy with my appearance, but I find it's better to not have a ritual, because I used to be really like, I need to warm up for an hour, I need to be alone, and, you know, I just get really freaked out and work myself into this frenzy of like, oh no, I didn't warm up enough, or I'm not prepared to go on stage, and then I'd always be so nervous on stage worrying about my preparation, and then, you know, one day I was just like, you know, you should just stop worrying about it, just don't warm up, don't do anything, and it's probably way more relaxed that way, and that's definitely the case. Like, I mean, it's definitely always better for me if I just don't even worry about it at all, I think, because if I start worrying about some kind of preparation, then I start getting all psyched out about being in front of a lot of people, and I think it's best to just kind of roll on stage and not stress about it. because then you're the most relaxed, and then the audience is just so much more relaxed if you're relaxed.
Totally.
I was extremely shy. Like, even this now, the only reason I'm touring and performing is because people made me do it. I mean, now I'm really into it. You know, I kind of got, it's been a really good thing for me, actually, you know, forced me out of my shell. But, you know, originally my manager, or my current manager now, you know, heard my record. And he's like, I want to put this out. And I was like, I don't want anyone to hear it. Like, no one can hear it, you know. And, you know, my first 20 live shows were just terrible. Like, I would just cry and, like, get so scared and, you know, I'm definitely not a natural performer. It's been really, that's been a really hard thing for me to get over that hump. But it's also been, it's been a really good challenge, I think, because, I don't know, it's, I think confronting your worst fears is very good for your spirit. The first real big thing that ever happened, I guess, to me was I got offered an opening slot on the Licky Lee Tour, which was like 3,000 plus venues. You know, it's really big. And up until that point, the biggest show I'd ever played had been like a couple hundred people, you know, and that had been a huge show for me, like playing for like 200 people. And so like playing for like 3,000 people was so psychologically crazy that, I don't know, I just had to get, you know, because it's like when you're playing in front of 3,000 people, you can't screw up. Like, you can't stop the show. You can't, you know, get upset and quit. You just have to do it. And I think after doing that, it just kind of made things a lot easier.
Yeah, of course. Good on you. I'm so glad that you're in it and you're coming to New Zealand. Hey, I want to ask you about genres of music. Lots of people use genres like K-pop and glitch and stuff like that when they're talking about your music.
I just don't want to confine myself to a genre. I would never say that grimes is anything, because for me it's really about a process and an evolution. And I, you know, it's like I want to look at all kinds of music and put things together that haven't been put together and play with things. But then I also want to be able to just throw that away and move on. And so I don't want to be defined by a genre, because I feel like genres are, I don't know, it's like in the past musicians, you know, there's like you're a blues musician and blues has all these scales and things that are associated with blues music. And so you work within that. But for me, I feel like I'm like an internet musician or something. And there's just all these sort of signifiers of all these various genres that I can just pull from, like musicians that grew up with the internet and grew up with just like hearing all kinds of music from a very young age are kind of more predisposed to this type of artistic process, I guess. As dumb as it sounds, I'm so obsessed with Lord of the Rings, so I'm like really excited to go to New Zealand.
If you've just tuned in, yes, Grimes has announced she's playing in New Zealand. Two dates: Auckland, Friday the 14th of December, and Wellington the day before, Thursday the 13th of December.